Nearly 2,000 Washington state workers have resigned, retired, or gotten fired because of Governor Jay Inslee's vaccine mandate. It will likely take weeks to know how the departures will affect state services like ferries, prisons, and child welfare. But state agencies are bracing for the impacts. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
It's easy to take for granted that state workers will be there when you need them. Here's an illustration. Wednesday morning, a semi-crash shut down the northbound lanes of Interstate 5 near Seattle.
The North 5 main line sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic right now.
State Patrol and DOT crews responded and started diverting traffic off the freeway. But the ability of these two frontline agencies to respond to crashes, clear snowy passes, and meet other transportation needs could be challenged in the weeks and months ahead. That's because the patrol and the Department of Transportation combined have shed more than 600 employees due to the governor's vaccine mandate.
We've lost everything from a cadet with just a few months' experience to a captain with decades of experience.
This is Chris Loftus, a spokesperson for the State Patrol. His agency is down 156 employees, or about 7% of the workforce. Loftus says the attrition just adds to what was already a state trooper shortage.
That said, we're an agency of size. We're an agency of resource, and we're an agency of scope. So we will move resources around accordingly.
Some of the troopers and dispatchers who lost their jobs gathered Tuesday at the state capitol. Most had gotten either a religious or medical exemption from the mandate, but were told they couldn't be accommodated as unvaccinated workers because of the nature of their jobs. Alyssa Brentano worked as a communications officer in Vancouver, dispatching troopers over a wide swath of southwest Washington from Chehalis to Goldendale. She says the true test of the decline in staffing will come when winter weather hits.
I mean, when we're fully staffed and we get bad weather, it's hard to even keep up. And that's with 2 to 3, sometimes 4 people. So doing it with 1 or possibly 2 is going to make it really difficult.
As the vaccine mandate deadline approached, Washington's prison system was bracing for an exodus of staff. Last Friday, Secretary of Corrections Cheryl Strange said as many as 500 employees across her agency might lose their jobs.
At this point, we are planning for normal operations. The situation, of course, is fluid.
As of Tuesday, the Department of Corrections said the actual number of departures was closer to 350 and that all prisons had adequate staffing with no major disruptions. Nonetheless, Governor Inslee issued a proclamation temporarily halting the transfer of prisoners from county jails to state prisons. Strange had hinted this might happen.
It is to freeze movement for a minute so that we can let some folks settle and keep COVID from penetrating the department with incoming. So
the vaccine mandate put the Department of Corrections at odds with its unionized workforce. Michelle Woodrow represents frontline prison staff as president of Teamsters 117.
I understand that we are in the middle of a public health crisis. I believe in vaccinations. I am vaccinated.
But she says the way the mandate was implemented has been unfair to her members, especially those who got exemptions but did not receive accommodations. Woodrow also says she's worried about the staff left behind, noting that prisons were already short-staffed and workers were having to log a lot of overtime.
I think they're minimizing their staffing deficit.
The concern about staffing shortages, especially in state institutions, is shared by Leanne Kunze, who heads the Washington Federation of State Employees. But she's also concerned about the decision some of her members made not to get vaccinated.
So many of them have been exposed to so much misinformation. And sadly, the propaganda that's out there about vaccines is deadly.
Ultimately, about 90% of state employees did get vaccinated, while just 3% got an accommodation to keep working unvaccinated. Meanwhile, there are still close to 3,000 workers whose status is up in the air. Some may be in the process of getting vaccinated or accommodated, but others could be headed for the door. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.